This is a special edition of Inside the NYPD, the official podcast of the New York City Police Department. On Saturday, December 10th, New York City Police Officer Daniel Enchetegui was shot and killed. Commissioner Kelly said Saturday morning, "In the space of 2 weeks, we've twice witnessed the almost incomprehensible courage of a police officer who, although mortally wounded, stayed in the fight to help bring his killer to justice. This speaks of the unequal sacrifice that the men and women of this department are prepared to make, and of the dangers they are willing to face both on duty and off, every day of the week in this city." The funeral for Officer Enchetegui was this week at St. John's Chrysostom Church in the Bronx. The following narrative was adapted from remarks made by Police Commissioner Raymond W. Kelly. Officer Daniel Enchetegui lived on a quiet street in the Pelham section of the Bronx. He was in his home on Saturday after working the 4 p.m. to 12 midnight tour on Friday night. At around 5:20 a.m., he heard glass break at the house next door to his. He called his landlord, who lives upstairs from him, and asked him if he had heard anything. The landlord said no. But upon further investigation, Officer Enchetegui observed a burglary in progress next door. He called 911 and gave a careful and detailed report to the operator. He said he was a police officer in civilian clothes. He stressed that he was armed and was wearing his police shield around his neck. He told the operator he would try to meet responding police officers outside. He then went outside his ground floor apartment on the street. Back inside, his landlord heard the officer yell twice, "Police, don't move," and then a series of gunshots. What took place was a fierce gunfight between Officer Enchetegui and his assailant. The assailant struck Officer Enchetegui once in the left side of his chest, below his heart. The officer returned fire, emptying his pistol. The suspects, Stephen Armento and Lillo Brancato of the Yonkers, were each shot multiple times. Two uniformed police officers from the 45th Precinct were on patrol about a block away and heard the gunshots. They raced to the location in their radio car. At the corner of Westchester Avenue and Arno Place, they saw one of the perpetrators, Lillo Brancato, attempting to get into his car. He was ordered to stop, and he was taken into custody by Officer Courtney Mapp, who noticed he was bleeding. As this was happening, Police Officer Josue Sepulveda was approaching Arno Place. There, the officer saw the other perpetrator with a gun in his hand. They took cover and ordered him to stop and drop his gun. He dropped the weapon and collapsed. Sergeant Michael Hurley and Police Officer Paul Maldonado, also of the 45th Precinct, responded moments later. About a half a block east, the officers discovered Police Officer Enchetegui lying gravely wounded in his own driveway. His police shield was on a chain around his neck. His off-duty pistol, a Carr semi-automatic, was at his side. His cell phone was in his hand. Officers from the Emergency Service Unit immediately began administering CPR. EMS rushed the officer to Jacoby Hospital, where he was pronounced dead at 6:09 a.m. Daniel Enchetegui was 28 years old and single. He is survived by his parents and his sister. He was assigned to the 40th Precinct in the South Bronx and was appointed to the police department in 2002. Police officer Daniel Enchetegui was the second police officer killed in the line of duty in New York in 2005. He was the ninth police officer to be shot. This has been a special edition of Inside the NYPD. I'm Jesse Peterman.